Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
I ask that you would turn to the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Again, that is Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. And from the New International Version of the Holy Scripture, we find these words written. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. Verse 3, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Verse 2 again, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. The word of God to the people of God. After the next selection by my lovely wife, Sister Ramona Wood, and my daughter, Natalie Wood, and our music ministry, a message to the graduates. And the message is this: are you ready to cross your Jordan River? Are you ready to cross your Jordan River?
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Oh, the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory above the nations.
Give God the highest praise. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And all God's people say halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
Say halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, halle,
halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, halle,
halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory is above the nations.
Oh, the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory is above the nations.
Give God the highest praise. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And all God's people say halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle,
halle. Say halle, halle, halle.
Halle, halle, halle.
Say halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, halle.
Say halle, halle, hallelujah.
Halle, halle, hallelujah.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory is above the
oh,
nations.
Oh, the Lord is high above the heavens.
The Lord is high above the heavens.
And His glory above the nations.
And His glory is above the
Give God the highest praise, acknowledge Him in all your ways, and all God's people say
Are you ready to cross your Jordan River? Today, we are celebrating the wonderful fact that six of our student members, one could not be here today, have successfully graduated from high school. In preparation for the next step that you will take in your life journey, I want to know, are you ready to cross your symbolic Jordan River? Let me quickly give you some background information about our selected scriptural text for this morning. Moses had just passed from the scene. He had led the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, and through 40 years of trials and blessings in the wilderness. Those of you who are good Bible readers know that Moses was not permitted to go over into the promised land with the Israelites as a result of his failure to follow God's command to speak to a rock that water may come from it to quench the Israelites' thirst. Y'all remember, Moses got angry with the people, and instead of speaking to the rock like he was told, he hit the rock, which was a direct violation of God's expressed command. For his public disobedience, Moses was disqualified from going over into the promised land. But God, in his mercy, did allow Moses to at least view the promised land. Joshua, who had been mentored and groomed by Moses, was promoted by God to take Moses' place as the leader of the people of Israel. The first chapter of the book of Joshua is filled with God's promises to Joshua and to the people of Israel even before they entered into the promised land. God wanted to encourage Joshua and his chosen people that he was with them and that he wanted to bless them even as a nation. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. And let me say right here that sometimes, graduates, you have to recognize or learn how to recognize what is dead in your lives. And let me let you in on a little secret. Sometimes God will allow some things to die in your life in order to propel you into your future. Did y'all hear what I said? I said sometimes God will allow some things to die in your life in order to propel you into your future. Listen to me good. There were some relationships that you allowed into your life during high school that those same relationships might hinder you in your college procession. So God allowed the relationship to die. Since the relationship added no value to your next step in life, God protected you by allowing the relationship to die before you entered into your next promised land. And graduates and parents, you ought to tell God thank you for allowing some things to die in your life. what a word. Then the Lord tells Joshua, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River. You see, between the wilderness and the promised land stood the Jordan River. The only way for Joshua and the people of Israel to enter into the promised land was they had to go through the Jordan River. Now, if you know any of the history of the Jordan River, you know that there were certain times of the year when the Jordan River would swell out of her banks. The waters were so treacherous and troubling during those times, and it made the Jordan River virtually impossible to cross unless God performed a miracle. There is a valuable lesson that you need to learn as you face graduates, your symbolic Jordan River. And the lesson is this. Crossing your Jordan River might take you through some rough and troubling waters. Did y'all hear what I said, graduates? I said crossing your Jordan River might take you through some rough and troubling waters. Listen to me. For those of you who are heading off to college, it is not going to be easy transitioning from a high school curriculum to a college curriculum. Listen to me good. In crossing your Jordan River to enter into college, you will possibly have to learn how to navigate through the rough and troubling waters of online classes or standing what seems to be an endless line to sign up for courses as the result of social distancing for the coronavirus. You will possibly have to learn how to navigate through the rough and troubling waters of purchasing your books online or standing in a long line in the college bookstore only to discover that the books you need are no longer available. Am I right about it, those of you who've been that way? You will possibly also have to navigate through the rough and troubling waters of moving into a cramped, small, little dorm room if you are going to live on campus. Sometimes, in crossing the Jordan, sometimes in transitioning from high school to college life, you will be faced with a little trouble. That is what you have to anticipate when you cross your own symbolic Jordan. But I'm here to tell you, graduates, don't let your Jordan River experience cause you to lose hope. Did you hear what I said, graduates? Just because you may run into some troubles and some problems as you cross over, don't let your problems of your troubles get the best of you and cause you to lose hope. Why, Pastor Wood? Look at God's promise to Joshua. God says to Joshua in verse 3, he says, check this out, Joshua. You're going to have to go through the swelling waters of the Jordan. And it may create a little problem. But once you cross over the Jordan, I will give you every place where you set your foot, just as I promised Moses. In other words, God is saying to Joshua that though the Jordan presented you some troubling circumstances, just know that beyond the Jordan, I am going to give you every place that you set your feet. In other words, God promises Joshua a bright future. If God is going to give Joshua every place where he sets his foot, God is telling Joshua that I have already ordered or set in motion your success. In other words, the promise that God speaks to Joshua has been already realized or accomplished in the mind of God. And all Joshua had to do was walk into the bright future that God had already planned for him. Graduates, just like Joshua, God has a great plan for your life, and God's plan includes the promise of a bright future. Now, you must understand, though, that entering into the bright future that God has planned for you is a conditional promise. It is a conditional promise. There is a condition that you must meet to realize this promise. What is the condition, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked. The condition is that you must not settle for just getting into the promised land, but you must continue to walk or set your foot by faith in every place that God has already given you. Listen to me, good graduates. Many young people go off to college with great aspirations. They leave home with a hope and a desire to have a brighter future. But when they get to college, they soon discover that what they initially were aspiring to become has attached to it a rough and troubling course curriculum. Rather than walk by faith with God, believing that God has already set in motion their success, many college students either give up entirely on their aspirations or just settle to do something else that does not challenge them nor allows them to walk into the bright future that God had already set in motion for them. What are you saying, Pastor Wood? I'm saying this. Don't settle, graduates, for second best when there are better and brighter days ahead of you. All you got to do is keep on walking by faith, believing that God is going to give you every place where you set your foot. In closing, all Pastor Wood is telling you is just have faith. Y'all say faith. Just have faith to believe that there are better days ahead for you. Now, I know that your senior year in high school was not what you expected it to be. No prom, no formal graduation ceremony, limited fraternizing with your friends. But listen, in spite of all that you have already been through, you must, by faith, believe that things will get better for you and that you will walk into the destiny that God has already prepared for you. Listen, you will cross your Jordan River. You will enter into God's promised land for your life. You will be successful. You will do good. But you're going to have to cross your Jordan River. Don't let the Jordan River get the best of you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.